eliminated that deficit, took a five-point lead before going scoreless the last 2:39 of the second quarter. They trail 51-50. We are at halftime here at Fiserv Forum. Justin Garcia has you on the other side of this timeout here from Deer District in Milwaukee. We'll be back after this. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi, Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. So, yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Bryan here, and nothing is worse than your favorite white T-shirt turning yellow and stretching out. That's why I wear Jockey's Classic T-shirts. Their quality is so good, even after 50 washes, Jockey T-shirts stay white and keep their fit. With Jockey's 100% satisfaction guarantee, if you don't love them as much as I do, you'll get your money back. There's only one Jockey.
Jockey, the T-shirt authority. Take an additional 25% off any purchase at checkout with code word BUCKS. Only on Jockey.com. Exclusions apply.
Host an unforgettable outing at a Milwaukee Bucks game. Groups of 10 or more can score ticket savings, block seating, and take part in special activities. Start planning now at Bucks.com/groups.
Halftime here inside of Fiserv Forum. It is the Bulls up on the Bucks, 51-50. Our score 24 minutes in. Bulls are led in scoring by Zach LaVine and Kobe White as they have each poured in 9. While the Bucks, 11 points from Brook Lopez leading the way in terms of scoring. And 8 points from Malik Beasley, Bobby Portis, and Jay Crowder. That has been the story offensively for these two teams. Before we get to any of the rest of the numbers, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Again, if you're just joining us, no Giannis, no Damian Lillard, no Chris Middleton in this game today. Adrian Griffin talking about it before the game did make it sound as though there's a good chance we will see most, if not all, of those players certainly a little bit later in the preseason, possibly as early as Tuesday when the Bucks have their second contest of this preseason against the Memphis Grizzlies. Just a matter of working on that conditioning. And Damian Lillard spoke to that himself at media day. An awkward spot, an interesting spot that he had been in terms of off-season work, not having access to the facility in Portland anymore. So it's going to be a little bit of time for Damian Lillard to get into game speed here, and that sounds as though the reason we're not seeing him today. But again, in the absence of those players, we've seen players like Bobby Portis and Brook Lopez shoulder on a lot more of that offensive production today. 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists from Bobby, who's 4 of 5 in his shooting, and we've seen a couple of instances Bobby Portis taking the ball off the glass and taking it all the way down the floor, something he worked on a little bit last year, and you figure to see even more of it this upcoming season. 7 points off the bench from Pat Connaughton. He leads that second unit in scoring. He's also pulled down 4 rebounds. Bucks bench in this game has scored 15 points. Again, 7 coming from Pat, and then 4 points apiece from Thanasis and Marjon Beauchamp, who in his 9 minutes is 2 of 3 from the floor, 3 rebounds and 4 points. The other young player that has stood out so far in limited minutes has been Andre Jackson, the rookie out of Connecticut, 5 minutes played. He has yet to score, does have two rebounds and an assist, but it is the defense. He has played on DeMar DeRozan that has stood out the most, and that is where Andre Jackson would really earn minutes and earn an opportunity with this year's squad. 51-50, the halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. The Bulls leading the Bucks preseason game number one of five. We'll take a look at some team numbers after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hello and welcome to the Pick and Save Show. At Pick and Save, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Pick and Save app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Pick and Save. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
For over 20 years, the Milwaukee Bucks have used Sky High Marketing. Sky High Marketing helps businesses promote their brand with custom merchandise, including apparel and promotional products. Brands available include Nike, North Face, Yeti, and more. If your company is in need of a merchandise partner to help take your brand to new heights, contact Sky High Marketing. The Milwaukee Bucks trust Sky High Marketing. You should too. Visit skyhighmarketing.com to learn more.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Bango's Kids Club, presented by BMO, is the Milwaukee Bucks fan club for kids ages 3 to 12. Visit bucks.com/kidsclub for free activities delivered right to your inbox.
To 50, halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. The Chicago Bulls lead the Bucks 24 minutes into preseason game number one. Taking a look at some team numbers here, the Bulls shooting 40% from the field and 37% on threes, knocking down 7 of their 19 three-pointers in this game. Patrick Williams with 2 of those 7 makes, the only Bull to hit more than one three-pointer. Bulls with 5 turnovers, which the Bucks have turned into 11 points off of those miscues. Conversely, the Bucks with 8 turnovers, 5 of those coming in the opening quarter. However, their transition defense has limited the Bulls to just 4 points off of those 8 turnovers. Bucks are shooting 46% from the field and 35% from 3, knocking down 8 of their 23 attempts. Brook Lopez with 3 of those 8 makes. Malik Beasley, 2 of 6. We've already seen his range a couple of times in this game. And Jay Crowder with 2 of his 3 three-pointers being made as well. That's the story offensively for both of these teams. And again, a big first half for Brook Lopez, who scored 11 points in 12 minutes with 3 rebounds to boot. The Bulls getting their offense from that duo of Kobe White and Zach LaVine, 18 combined points from their backcourt. And the Chicago Bulls lead the Bucks by 1, 51-50, the halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. When we come back, we will take a look at a few other preseason games we've got on the schedule today, and we'll get you set for the second half after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Hey guys, Luke Bryan here for Jockey. Did you know that Jockey makes my favorite t-shirts? I wear Jockey walking my dogs, working out, fishing with my boys, and even when I'm on stage. And I know that it'll look good as new after throwing my Jockey tee in the wash. So give Jockey a try for yourself. Remember, there's only one Jockey.
Luke's right. There's only one Jockey. Jockey, the T-shirt authority. Take an additional 25% off any purchase at checkout with code word BOX. Only on jockey.com. Exclusions apply.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/BankCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Get your 5 to 12-year-old active at a Milwaukee Bucks youth basketball fall camp. Kids will learn basketball skills and have tons of fun. Find one near you at Bucks.com/camps.
Time here, it's at Fiserv Forum. It's the Bulls up on the Bucks, 51-50. And again, we've seen the regulars for the Bulls in this game. Nikola Vucevic, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan all starting and all playing just under 20 minutes. However, before the game, when we heard from Bulls head coach Billy Donovan, he did say they'd get two rotations and made it seem as though we won't see those players in the second half. As for the Bucks, no Giannis, no Chris Middleton, and no Damian Lillard. Brooke Lopez carrying a lot of the offense. Jay Crowder, Bobby Portis, and Malik Beasley with 8 points each as well. That has been the story for this Bucks offense. On your schedule today, we have five other games. None have tipped off. The first of those five comes your way at 2 o'clock in Detroit when the Pistons host the Phoenix Suns. At 5 o'clock, you have the Boston Celtics hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. First of two games. These two teams will play against each other this week. No word yet on the status of James Harden for that game. Memphis Grizzlies, team the Bucks will face next. They host the Pacers at 7. And your final two games of the night in Toronto, Raptors host the Kings. And the Los Angeles Clippers host the Utah Jazz. 51-50 is our halftime score. It's the Bulls up on the Bucks here inside of Fiserv Forum. Call of the second half comes your way after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money." More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Bango needs your help to stuff his mailbox before this Bucks season tips off. Show your support for the team and share your best basketball advice, your favorite Bucks moments, or your championship-caliber fan art through Dear Bango, presented by Bubon Orthodontics. Bango's mailbox is open, and he wants to hear from you. Grab your paper, pencil, and MVP-level creativity. Get all the details on Dear Bango, presented by Bubon, at bucks.com/dearbango.
Hello and welcome to the Pick and Save Show. At Pick and Save, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Pick and Save app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Pick and Save. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Well, one half in the books, another half to come here at Fiserv Forum. Glad you could be with us. Dave Kane alongside Justin Garcia. It is a one-point contest as we rejoin you here from the broadcast booth with Milwaukee set to hit the road for three straight after this one before they come back home again to play Memphis to close out the preseason schedule. Of course, all leading up to that much-anticipated season opener on October 26th, right in this building against the Philadelphia 76ers. Will James Harden be playing then? Lord only knows. That is one of the big offseason questions. The other one was, where would Damian Lillard go? Well, we found that out a couple weeks ago. He is right here in Milwaukee. He is in the house tonight, but he is not playing tonight, or today as it were, as he is sitting along with Giannis, Middleton, campaign, another new face for the Bucks sitting today, as is Chris Livingston and A.J. Green. But Milwaukee does have everyone else available. Aside from them, everybody's available. But they start with the basketball here to begin things in the second half, with Ty Washington starting the second half, along with Connaughton, Beasley, Robin Lopez, and Jay Crowder, who had a couple threes in the first half. Little swivel move inside, and then Robin Lopez uses every bit of the rim as that one swivels around the cylinder and drops for him. So Robin Lopez put the Bucks back ahead by a point. Chicago going the other way with it to start the second half. We'll give you their lineup in a moment. Here's Andre Drummond missing his shot, but that was all just to set up the tap-in. That's how he scores. Rebounding is the name of the game for the big fellas. He taps it right back up and in. Bulls again out in front by a point. For Chicago, it's Patrick Williams, Kobe White, along with Torrey Craig, Drummond, and Javon Carter to begin the second half. Bucks in white with green numbers and lettering. Bucks decal on the thighs. It is Chicago in their traditional red garb with the black numbers, white lettering. Here's a nice move inside, but this time unable to finish. Robin Lopez has the shot go in and out off the window. Bulls come away with the other direction with it. Javon Carter on the left wing. He's defended by Lopez on the left side. Sends a pass left of the lane. Patrick Williams playing a little bully ball. Or that was Drummond, rather. Right into Crowder, but he missed the bunny up close. Crowder coming the other way with it. Boy, he almost turned it over. Somehow it got to Washington. Washington snakes his way down the lane and lays it in with a left hand off the glass. His first points of the afternoon for the former Kentucky Wildcat. Chicago the other way into the front court. Kobe White, top of the arc. He's defended by Crowder. Around the screen, bounce pass behind the back to Drummond. Drummond will give it to Carter. Carter with a right-hand dribble, takes it into the paint. Fakes the pass left, sends right. White's got it right wing, defended by Connaughton. A little shimmy step, passes on to Drummond. Drummond floater, yes sir, with the right-hand hook. Back and forth we go. Chicago back out in front by a point. 55-54, 2 minutes in. Fourth lead change already of this quarter. Here's Crowder missing too strong on a three-point try from the right wing. Mentioned Jay knocked down a couple threes in the first half where he was 2 of 3 with 8 points. Bulls the other direction with it now. Top of the arc, Kobe White passes over to Patrick Williams. Williams pulls up, free throw line jumper, bounces around, no good, rebounded by Connaughton. Pat will go the other way into the front court. Got it on the right wing, sends out top to Robin Lopez. Lopez on the handoff to Washington. Washington was fouled as he was trying to drive it into the paint. Justin, through one half of basketball, I know we were, some of these things we were watching for, what have you been able to take, if anything? Again, preseason basketball is a fickle animal. You don't know how much to take out of it, but anything has jumped out in that first half from what we saw with this new coaching staff?
Well, really, the big thing is what we talked about before, in that I think when you looked at the acquisition of Jay Crowder, the hope was he could defend bigger wings. And your point of he basically went three quarters of a season without playing last year, I think that took some time for him. He mentioned he had cut some weight in the offseason as well. But it's clear, at least the way they're using him now, they envision him as a three and a guy to take on those wings rather than a small ball four, which he kind of did a lot of last year. And that's going to be a big piece for this team's success defensively.
Washington stepped to the free throw line and knocked down a pair of free throws to put the Bucks back ahead by a point now. Jay Crowder's got a lot of burn here today. And here is the drive inside. Andre Drummond goes bowling over Robin Lopez, who draws the whistle and the charging foul. Give it back over to Milwaukee. But, you know, Crowder told me, I was talking to him about his offseason and how it went. He said, I'm going to tell you, I have not had this long an offseason in 9 years.
Yeah.
He said, it's a guy who'd been in the finals 2 of the 3 years prior to the last one. And, you know, always getting out of that first round. Same goes for the Bucks. So it was an unusual offseason for all parties involved. And Crowder didn't know if he'd come back. But pull-up jumper from Robin Lopez misses from 17. I think the coaching change had a little something to do with that. He wasn't real happy with his role under Mike Budenholzer in the playoffs. But decided to come back when he saw the change. And now the ball knocked away, picked up by Beasley. Beasley's driving in. He'll pass over to Crowder. We got a whistle. And a foul is he was trying to set up Crowder on the right side, but we've got an offensive foul giving it back to Chicago with 3 minutes gone here in the third.
You know, the other two things are this. I think without Drew Holiday, you're going to have to be a physical team. And that's what Adrian Griffin has really stressed. They're going to have size on the floor at all times, with Robin Lopez added to this mix as well, that you would figure out much how they played against the Celtics in that series 2 years ago. That's what we're going to see a lot of this year.
Yeah, and so the question becomes, how do you play physically without allowing too many trips to the line? Because that was a hallmark of Mike Budenholzer's teams. They did not give teams many free throws. As the shot misses on the other side of things, a three-point try off the front iron, rebound goes to Connaughton as Torrey Craig couldn't connect. And now we got a whistle and a foul on a defensive foul. It was, I think, Kobe White trying to fight through the Robin Lopez screen, just as you talked about that physicality. Robin's right in the middle of it, so it's going to give it back over to the Bucks. But, yeah, Kobe White will be charged for the foul. But, you know, that's the trick. You want to have that physicality, but not too much to the point where you're giving the opponent too many free chances at points. Here's Crowder. He pulls up and splashes through a jumper just about five steps inside the arc, straight on. Yeah, this Milwaukee team so far has done a good job of keeping the Bulls more or less off the line. And we mentioned that's been a problem for the Bulls. They aren't a team that has gotten to the line real frequently. Here's Kobe White driving into the paint. Passes off to the cutting Torrey Craig as he lays it in up close. So Bulls back to within a point. 8:06 to play here in the third. Robin Lopez will inbound the ball to Ty Washington after exchanging a couple words with Tennessee Ransom. Here's Connaughton, high arcing three, back iron strong as he couldn't hit from the top of the arc. Ball rebounded by Drummond, but he turned it over, gave it off to a teammate. He was taken away by Malik Beasley, who takes it right at Drummond and lays it in. So some very opportunistic play from the new Milwaukee Buck. Malik Beasley puts Milwaukee ahead by three with 7:45 to go in the third. This is Preseason Hoops on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Frater.com.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. So, yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Bucks basketball is back. A new era tips off with Coach Griffin at the helm. Alongside returning favorites and exciting new additions. It's Dame time, Milwaukee. Don't miss a moment of the action. From the electrifying slam dunks to the roar of 18,000 fans. All unfolding live at Fiserv Forum. Secure your seats now. Visit Bucks.com/tickets and join us for an unforgettable season of Bucks basketball. There's a seat waiting for you at Fiserv Forum. Secure yours now at Bucks.com/tickets.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Here, third quarter action from downtown Milwaukee. The Bucks and the Bulls in a 60-57 game as Milwaukee will continue to play this game minus the services of their star players today. The big three, if you will. I guess we've got this whole, we can talk about the big three of, it was of course, Drew Holiday along with Giannis and Chris Middleton. But now we go Lillard, Middleton and Giannis, and maybe the four horsemen I've been hearing about with Brook Lopez. I kind of like that moniker because Brook has definitely played his way where his name belongs amongst those top players.
I was going to say, we can't leave his name off, and it's really remarkable that for so many years, the Bucks had Chris Middleton, who was constantly the guy brought up the most of who's the most underrated player in the league. then Drew with the same. And I think you can make a strong case. Brook Lopez is in that club now, too.
Coby White knocks down a three out of that timeout as he connects from about three steps behind the arc for White, his second three ball of the day. Bucks go the other way. Tie game now. It's Connaughton Beasley along with Robin Lopez, Ty Washington, Jay Crowder. Connaughton top of the arc. Shepherds the ball inside, now tries to feed it off to Lopez. Couldn't get it through. White comes away with it, now ahead to Carter. Carter with a head fake. Gets him, frees himself up, but missed the three. Rebound off the, glances off the hand of Crowder and into the hand of Chicago. And now Torrey Craig handing the ball off. Drive inside. Ooh, trying to serve up a facial was Patrick Williams, but could not get it to go over Lopez. However, he was fouled. Bucks basketball brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. So here is Patrick Williams at the free throw line for the first of two shots. Williams, a year ago, shot 42% from beyond the arc, but it was 2 years ago when he suffered that dislocated wrist, and in the fifth game of the season, missed the next 65, and he just hasn't quite been able to live up to the expectations that they had for him, drafting him number four overall in 2020. Hits the second free throw, and the Bulls lead by two.
And that injury against the Bucks, too, that he suffered that.
We've seen some tough injuries between these two teams, but amongst their players. Here's a pull-up jumper as Beasley drills it from straight on. Of course, Giannis. Well, let's go back to Caruso against Grayson Allen. And, of course, Chris Middleton with the knee injury in the playoffs first round against the Chicago team. And here's a pass coming to the near side. Carter drives baseline, and he's going to just get it over to Craig in the corner. Passes it quickly over to Williams. Now to Coby White. We got a whistle. And 3 second call?
Yep.
So that's going to give it back over to Milwaukee here. Vanessa's going to check into the game now in place of Crowder. Also, Beauchamp comes in to replace Malik Beasley. Beasley has been active today in his 22 minutes, played more time than anybody so far today. He has scored 13 points on 5 of 10 shooting, 3 of 7 from the floor. He's also got 4 assists, so he takes a seat. And for Marjon Beauchamp, he's played just the 10 minutes. He's got it top of the arc. Give and go action with he and Connaughton. Back to Beauchamp. Beauchamp misses a floater from 13 feet. Rebound went to Robin Lopez. And I think the foul is against Chicago, I believe, fighting for that loose ball. It'll be the 13th foul for the Bulls. Bucks with just one with 6:14 to play here in this third quarter. 1 point game. Bucks out in front by a count of 63-62 as Andre Drummond is the guilty party. Called for what'll be a second. Inbound pass to Robin Lopez. Now to Connaughton. Connaughton top of the arc. Defended by Coby White. Passes to Washington. Washington with a right-hand dribble. Drifting to his right. He's being trailed by White. Hits a screen from Robin Lopez. A bone-bruising screen if I ever saw one. Here's a three-point try. Misses wide right. But it didn't even hit the iron. So the shot clock sounds as Beauchamp was battling for that loose ball on the rebound. You talked about that physicality. How about Robin Lopez on that screen?
It was so bone-bruising that even Robin Lopez had to check to make sure Coby White was okay.
Kobe's out there still. He's going to hand the ball off now to Carter. He's got it on the left wing. Circles around before he works it over to the right wing. Now it's White again. White with a left-hand drive. Spins in the paint. Corkscrews before he puts that shot off the window and good. Fading away. So Coby White coming up with his sixth made bucket on 9 tries. He's got 14 now for the Bulls, who take the lead again. 6 lead changes in this third quarter already. With still 5:27 to play here in the third frame. Here's Robin Lopez left of the lane working on Drummond. Backing his way in. Skyhook on the way. Right-hand shot. Rolls around. Taps all the iron before it nestles through. Chicago the other way. Carter. Hesitation. Goes past Connaughton to the cup. He lays it in. Yeah, he says, I know your game. Been through this dance with you a few times in practice. The former Buck coming up with the field goal there. He's now sitting with 7 points. Robin Lopez, little sky hook, breaking out his inner Kareem Abdul-Jabbar over the defense. Gets that one to roll over the front iron and good over Andre Drummond. Chicago the other way. Coby White stops on a dime. Pull-up jumper off the mark this time. A rebound gets away from Connaughton, taken away by Craig, and now it's still loose. Connaughton fighting for it. Did it go out of bounds? It did. Who did it touch last? Chicago, so it's Bucks ball. So new players coming into the game now. It will be Dalen Terry for the first time. second-year man, along with Taylor. So that's going to be Terry Taylor and Daylon Terry. A play by, it's almost just like Billy Donovan's
Daylon,
just like
Terry Taylor.
He's coming after me and Chuck for that one. Chuck Swirsky, the longtime Bucks play-by-play man. You put those two in together, that's a message to the play-by-play guys. He's saying you better be on your toes preseason game. There was a technical foul called on Robin Lopez, so that sent Javon Carter to the free throw line where he knocks down the shot. Tie game, 67 points apiece. So the inbound pass will come from Connaughton as he gets it to Wigginton. Wigginton, Connaughton, along with Robin Lopez, Marjon Beauchamp, and Thanasis. On to DeCumpo out there now. We got another whistle on Chicago on the other side of things. We're about to see Marquise Bolden check in, the former Duke Blue Devil.
Pretty good
camp contract.
Yeah, had a pretty good camp and preseason for the Bucks last year.
Second year with these guys. And a foul goes against Daylon Terry. Bulls one away from the penalty now as the inbound pass is corralled by Wigginton. He had to go into the backcourt to get it with Javon Carter lurking. What a feed inside. Thanasis left by himself. He'll rock the rim with a two-hand jam underneath. Chicago goes the other way, racing off in transition. Daylon, or rather, this is Dosunmu handing a ball off inside, driving underneath. Taylor couldn't hit it, and as he was challenged on the shot, Beauchamp on the other end goes into the paint, and he gets fouled as he was trying to swivel his way through defenders. That'll send the second-year pro to the free throw line, and Marjon Beauchamp says he added 8 pounds of muscle to his frame in the offseason. That's always half the battle for these young guys, is getting that weight up so you can handle the punishment of plays just like that one, taking it down low in the trees. First, a pair of free throws on the way for Marjon, and he will hit. He is 5 points here in 12 minutes, 2 of 4 from the floor with 4 rebounds. Missed his only three-point attempt of this game. Second free throw, rims around, no good. Ball knocked away momentarily from Taylor, but it's ultimately secured by him. And Chicago goes the other way. Trailing 70-67 are the Bulls. Patrick Williams loses it on the loose dribble. Ball goes out of bounds. Beauchamp just got a finger on it and was trying to keep that one from going out of bounds in front of the Chicago bench, but instead it'll be Bulls ball with 3:49 to go in third. Ayo Dosunmu, hair in the braids ponytail as he looks to send that one in. Ball knocked away momentarily, but regathered by Terry. He's going to pass the ball across the court. Three-point shot from Patrick Williams. Misses short. Outlet feed is deflected up to Beauchamp. Beauchamp's got it in the front court before he hands off to Connaughton. Pat's got it in his hands now. Pick and roll action with Bolden. Now he passes off left wing. Three-pointer from Wigginton, and Wigginton couldn't hit too strong. Good, powerful rebound by Patrick Williams, and now the outlet feed ahead to Dosunmu. And Dosunmu zeroes in on a long two-pointer just inside the arc. Pulls his team back to within one. 3:14 to play now in the third. Wigginton passes off to Connaughton. Connaughton now to Beauchamp. Beauchamp on the right wing. Sends out top. Wigginton uncorks a three. Back iron strong. Rebound pulled down by Connaughton. Connaughton shovels the ball off to Beauchamp. Beauchamp finds Thanasis alone again. Second time Thanasis has gotten away from everybody for an easy bucket. In close. Chicago the other way with it. Out top it comes. Daylon Terry crossing over on Thanasis. Goes in. Knifes his way through the lane but misses on a little finger roll attempt floater. Rebound knocked out though to Carter. Carter sends to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Patrick Williams knocks it down. Tie ball game. 72 points apiece with 2.5 to go here in the third. Connaughton fouled on the handoff as he's fouled by Ayo Dosunmu. It's going to take us to a timeout on the floor with 2:28 to go here. Third quarter action. Early preseason hoops here from downtown Milwaukee. We'll come back in a moment. This is preseason basketball on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, all tied at 72.
Concordia University is a top-tier, nationally ranked university located on the shores of Lake Michigan. With over 80 programs to choose from, including graduate and doctoral options, CUW offers the majors you're looking for and an exceptional campus life. Getting students ready to change the world since 1881, Concordia University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit CUW.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
For over 20 years, the Milwaukee Bucks have used Sky High Marketing. Sky High Marketing helps businesses promote their brand with custom merchandise, including apparel and promotional products. Brands available include Nike, North Face, Yeti, and more. If your company is in need of a merchandise partner to help take your brand to new heights, contact Sky High Marketing. The Milwaukee Bucks trust Sky High Marketing. You should too. Visit skyhighmarketing.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to the Pick and Save Show. At Pick and Save, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Pick and Save app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in-store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in-store, you'll always save big at Pick and Save. Pick and Save. Fresh for everyone.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans and be a part of every incredible moment that comes next. Get in on the action and select your favorite matchups at bucks.com/tickets.
Winding things down here in the third quarter, 72 points apiece, still nothing settled in this preseason lid lifter at Fiserv Forum. 2:28 to go in the third. Bucks and Bulls all knotted up. We're brought to you in part by Potawatomi. You could say, show me the money at Potawatomi. 800,000 is up for grabs. Just play with your club card now through November 16th. More at paysbig.com. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Free throws after the timeout. Pat Connaughton is the line. And you know, we talk about all these guys. Pat's got an opportunity to, you know, he's in this battle for that number two guard starting spot as he misses the first free throw. He does so. He's the versatility guy. His defense combined with his offense. He's got eight rebounds here in this game alone already. Knocks down the second free throw.
Yeah, he's like the Swiss Army knife for this team that we've seen him defend up. He can fill in a two guard or play the three as well. And he's interesting for this year too, because you can't help but think the injuries and everything he went through last year was what really never allowed him to get on track. So he has that full off season to kind of get his body right and recuperate. And offensively, you're not going to ask much with the addition of Damian Lillard.
Yeah, you know, he shot 34% from beyond the arc last season. He had shot 40% prior, and you know he's got that, and he wants to get that going. That's a big part of his game in those clutch moments, of course, too. Dosunmu's going to fire up another three, and he hits his second one here this quarter. Isaiah Dosunmu. Actually, I beg your pardon, his first one was with his foot on the line. That'll actually technically be his first three. I think, did we just get another technical?
No, Lindell Wigginton got caught pushing off.
Oh, on the inbound. Okay, so that's going to give it right back to Chicago. They just restaked a claim to the lead, up by two now, 75-73 on that three-pointer from Dosunmu. And now it is going to be Dosunmu to inbound on the near side. Defended by Marjon Beauchamp. He gets the ball in. As he gets it over to Taylor. Taylor will hand it off to Terry. Terry has the ball swiped, but managed to get it back from Beauchamp with some quick hands there. Terry's going to pull up. He puts up a shot. Some contact. No whistle as he was defended. The shot missed from 17. Outlet feed ahead to Beauchamp. Beauchamp with a one-on-two. Turns it over. Tried to feed to Connaughton, but he sent it instead right to Phillips for Chicago. Here's the three-point shot. Misses on the other side of things as Milwaukee comes away with a loose ball on the misfire there from Carlique Jones. Bucks go the other way with it. Wigginton's going to send it off to Portis. Portis got fouled. Or check that. That's Marquise Bolden down low. Starting to see some of those other faces that we had not seen for most of this game now going to this fourth quarter. So Julian Phillips, the rookie out of Tennessee, is called for the foul. He was part of a three-team trade with the Celtics and Wizards after being picked at number 35 in the recent draft. Free throw from Bobby Portis. Or I should say Marquise Bolden, the second time I've said that. Off the mark. Wearing that same white headband Bobby does.
And T-shirt.
Big frame. Yep, T-shirt underneath. Bolden, former Duke Blue Devil, mentioned. Second camp with this Bucks squad. Knocks down the second free throw. So it is going to be Chicago the other direction with it. Into the front court. Bounce pass Dalen Terry through traffic. Couldn't get it in. Taken away by Milwaukee. Going the other way. The outlet feed ahead to Beauchamp. Nice hesitation as he just went right by his man to the cup and lays it off the window and good to give the Bucks the one-point lead again. 1:14 to go now in the third. Ayo Dosunmu down the lane. Passes out left wing. Catch and shoot three on the way. That's an air ball from the fingertips of Phillips. And Milwaukee going the other way. Going to commit another foul. Second time they've done that. Actually, it's a traveling call on Marjon Beauchamp. So it goes back over to Chicago with a 1:06 to go here in the third quarter of a one-point game. Inbound pass coming from Dosunmu on the near side. 14th turnover of this game for Milwaukee. Inbound pass to the former Louisville Cardinal. Carleek Jones, who also played at Radford in his college days, spent 3 years there and then transferred out his last season to play in Louisville. Going to nearly turn the ball over. It went to Dosunmu, but he lost it for a moment. Gets it back and then feeds to Phillips, who drops the sledgehammer with a right-hand slam up close. So they make something out of nothing there in Chicago. Back in front by one. 44 seconds to play in the third. Bolden passes to Connaughton. Connaughton dumps it down low to Thanasis. Jab step going one way. Over the shoulder pass. No look feed to Wigginton. Wigginton controls back to Thanasis. Thanasis, he wants to put on a show. He's taking it down low. He's going to the line as he was fouled. Doing his best Magic Johnson Showtime impression there with that last pass. It's on to the Kumpo boys. They know how to put on a show. Yesterday, opening their new clothing line store across the street.
I was going to say that the wardrobe that Giannis is in looks a lot like their clothing line. I would assume that's because we usually see, especially this time of year, Giannis is all tech fleece. So, Listen, it's got to be some Adetokumbro's apparel that he's sporting there.
I wonder if he's got some sort of a discount. He can purchase, some of his stuff there, some of the gear. Knocks down both free throws Thanasis does here.
Have you inquired about a friends and family discount?
Well, I'm not family, so I got to ask if I'm friends. I'm not sure if I qualify for either, candidly, but I like to think of myself as a friend of the family. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Dosunmu misses it too strong, but the rebound goes right down to another Chicago Bull in the form of Taylor, who lays it in up close. So Chicago back in front by a point. Bucks can play for the final shot now. Connaughton shepherds it into the front court now as he moves it with a right-hand dribble. 3 seconds to go. Runner on the way. That one is pinned against the window. Chicago with a half-court heave going the other way. Dosunmu drills it, but they're going to say it was late. Say the shot was after the horn. Whoa. Ayo Dosunmu. Little highlight reel material one way or the other here in this preseason opener. 79-78, Chicago out in front. We go to the fourth on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
This week on
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy is live with us from Washington.
The House is now decamped. Now the question is, how does the House of Representatives function?
He is the most special person I know on the face of this earth. He's the man for Wisconsin, that's for sure.
The stories you're talking about.
Genuinely.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Save big money at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Right now, get 11% off Clearview Cabinetry and give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves. Now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/FanCard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Well, it looked like the half-court shot from Ayo Dosunmu was good to the naked eye, and it turns out it was, in fact, good. They look at video replay, and it actually award the three-pointer at half from half-court for Dosunmu to give Chicago what is an 82-78 lead going into this fourth quarter. Glad to have you with us. We're brought to you by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks. For the Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Bulls will start with the basketball here in this fourth and final quarter of regulation here in this preseason opener. Chicago comes with Dalen Terry at the top of the arc, firing up a three-pointer, missing it strong. Rebound underneath by Bolden. He'll feed ahead to Jackson. They're out there along with Marjon Beauchamp, Lindell Wigginton, and Thanasis to begin the fourth, going right to left in their white uniforms. Chicago counters with Dosunmu, Terry, Taylor, Jones, and Phillips. Here's a drive inside that misses, but Bolden does not as he cleans up the Wigginton miss with a two-hand thumper. And the Bucks back to within two. Chicago, 3-1 in the preseason a year ago. The Bucks, 0-4. Here's a drive inside. Jones couldn't hit. Out it comes to Dosunmu. Dosunmu's shot misses. Rebounded underneath by Jackson. Jackson goes the other way for the Bucks with a minute gone. Bucks have gone 1-11 the last 4 years, or last 3 years coming into this one in preseason games. Here's a three-point try from Wigginton trying to snap that run of futility as he misses it. Can the Bucks get that elusive win here tonight? Unable to handle it initially was Phillips. He had the ball knocked away by Wigginton, though, and out of bounds. It stays with Chicago as they were looking to move after a long outlet pass into the front court. Carlique Jones will send it in. He's on the near side of the baseline. Sends it into Dosunmu. Dosunmu out top. Passes it off. A little hesitation from Dalen Terry. Terry shot off the window. No good. Rebound batted into the air by Bolden and over to Thanasis. Thanasis, a little high step into the front court. Comes to a stop. Looking to pass it back. Gets it to Beauchamp on the near wing left with 10:28 to play in the fourth. Got a whistle. And I think we got a foul away from the ball going against the Bucks on offense. And I think it's Thanasis. So that'll be his second foul. And back to Chicago the possession goes. Dosunmu checks out. He is going to be replaced by a guy with a little local flavor here as Justin Lewis checks in for the first time. He's a second-year rookie because he dealt with a season-ending injury. He's on his third two-way with the Bulls, played at Marquette. And the former Golden Eagle is now out there back here in Milwaukee again for the first time. Billy Donovan talks about how happy he is to see him just be healthy after the injury. Here's a turnover. Carly Jones lost it on the high dribble, taken away by Wigginton. Wigginton, former Iowa State Cyclone down the lane, lays it off the window and good. Lindell, two-way man for the Bucks, coming up with his first made field goal after he missed his first six shots today. There's a whistle and a foul on the other side, and it's going against Chicago on the offensive side. So that foul will be called on Dalen Terry. No, check that. That's going to be on Terry Taylor, the 30-year man out of Austin Peay. Austin Peay, that is. Their all-time leading scorer at Austin Peay. Tie game, 82 apiece, 9:55 to play here in the fourth quarter. High-tie Washington hands the ball off to Bolden. Bolden out of Beauchamp. Beauchamp on the right side. Dribbling with a left hand. Will cross over, working again on Taylor.
works inside, draws the whistle, and there's the foul. And there's more of that physicality we're seeing. We've seen Marjan attempt that exact move on a number of occasions already, trying to really force the action down low.
He just looks, I wouldn't say confident, because you could tell early last year he was confident for being as raw as he was, but he just looks like he knows where he needs to be so far.
His free throw is up and good. Marjan Beauchamp, a year ago, 9 double-figure scoring games, the most by a Bucks rookie since Sterling Brown at 7. Back in the 2017-18 campaign, knocks down the second free throw. It's a 2-point lead for the Bucks, 84-82. 9:37 to play here in the fourth. Chicago with the ball in the front court. We had 16 lead changes, by the way, in the third quarter alone. And that beat continues to go on. Rebound, one-hand rebound by Marjan. Almost lost it from behind as Beauchamp now moves it into the front court. Trying to knock it away was Phillips. And now Beauchamp crossing over on Phillips. Puts it up. His shot rejected this time. Phillips is having no part of that attempt down low. Terry the other way takes it in and thumps it down with a one-hand jam. And we are tied again at 84 points apiece. So on the other end of things, it is Ty Washington passing the ball off the hands of Bolden and now to Thanasis. Thanasis will give it over to Beauchamp. Beauchamp on the right wing. Sends out top. Washington crossing over, pulls up his shot on the way, and he cans it. Back ahead by 2. Milwaukee leads it 86-84. 8:35 to play here in the fourth. Pass inside. Going airborne and missing the shot up close. That was Phillips, who was getting ready to try to dunk it again. Here's an Olaf feed on the handoff. It's Thanasis to Jackson, who goes swooping in for a big sledgehammer dunk. And the Bucks on a 10-2 run now, lead by 4. Hello, Andre Jackson with a big swooping jam. Carly Jones on the other side. Feeds the left wing. Catch and shoot 3 ball. That's an air ball. Unable to connect on the outside was Lewis. Now the other way. Outlet feed up to Thanasis, and he'll send it down with a 2-hand dunk. And Thanasis beckoning to the crowd. He's got this place hyped up. Preseason basketball, might want to remind that to the lads out on the floor right now. Andre Jackson and Thanasis putting on a show. 90-84, Bucks will lead. Timeout on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Do you love your car? I mean, do you really love your car? And do you want that car to be the shiniest on the road? If you answered yes, then you need Z-Gloss by Z-Bart. Our ceramic Z-Gloss not only outshines, it provides protection against dirt, bugs, acid rain, fur droppings, and other paint-damaging contaminants. Now listen to this. It lasts 7 years. That's right, 7 years. Guaranteed. So if you really love your car, show it some love with Z-Gloss by Z-Bart. Just Google Z-Bart.
Bango needs your help to stuff his mailbox before this Bucks season tips off. Show your support for the team and share your best basketball advice, your favorite Bucks moments, or your championship-caliber fan art through Dear Bango, presented by Bubon Orthodontics. Bango's mailbox is open, and he wants to hear from you. Grab your paper, pencil, and MVP-level creativity. Get all the details on Dear Bango, presented by Bubon, at bucks.com/dearbango.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Bryan here, and nothing is worse than your favorite white T-shirt turning yellow and stretching out. That's why I wear Jockey's Classic T-shirts. Their quality is so good, even after 50 washes, Jockey T-shirts stay white and keep their fit. With Jockey's 100% satisfaction guarantee, if you don't love them as much as I do, you'll get your money back. There's only one Jockey.
Jockey, the T-shirt authority. Take an additional 25% off any purchase at checkout with code word BUCKS. Only on jockey.com. Exclusions apply.
Host an unforgettable outing at a Milwaukee Bucks game. Groups of 10 or more can score ticket savings, block seating, and take part in special activities. Start planning now at bucks.com/groups.
Well, the Bucks giving the home crowd a little something to cheer about. Back-to-back dunks is Thanasis and Andre Jackson putting on a little show here of late. Bucks lead it 90-84. It was Andre Jackson, the rookie, almost hitting his head on the rim when he went up for his dunk. We're brought to you by BMO. They are the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. So Milwaukee trying to snap a seven-game losing streak in the playoffs going back to October the 10th, 2021. Went 0-5 a season ago in the preseason, and now they've got the six-point lead. Still work to be done. Here's a shot clock down low as Bolden went up and blocked it away for Milwaukee. He's got it into the front court now as he hands to Wigginson. Wigginson's out there along with Beauchamp, Bolden, Thanasis, and Jackson. Same five that we just saw. Near turnover on the handoff as the ball is nearly pried away from Thanasis. Thanasis got it back but then had it taken away. Chicago off and running the other way. Handoff inside. Shot missed by Phillips as he tried to go up and under on the give from Sanogo. Andre Jackson's former college teammate on the UConn defending national championship team of a year ago. Sanogo was the most outstanding player of that Final Four. Here's a turnover as Wigginson sent it way too tall for Beauchamp. Taps his chest, taking blame for that miscue. Bulls have missed 9 of their first 10 shots here in this fourth quarter. Still very much within eye shot, though, down by 6 points, 90-84, 7:02 to play in the fourth. Into the front court. Jalen Terry going to hand the ball off. Gets it to Lewis. Lewis hands off to Carly Jones, top of the circle. Now the pass goes to Phillips. Phillips works it near wing right. Terry, little Euro step, crosses over, and he goes plowing right into Wigginson, and he's going to get called for the charging foul. So the Bucks will get the basketball back, still leading by 6 points. Chicago watching the Bucks embark on a 12-2 run to begin this quarter in the first 4 minutes, and Milwaukee has opened things up. Again, the lead changes have been abundant throughout this one. Back and forth we go. Here comes Milwaukee hoping that that is over. As Beauchamp's got it between the rings, passes to Jackson. Jackson on the near wing left. Drives left side of the lane, flips it up with the right hand, can't finish. Rebound knocked away and picked up by Sanogo in the front court. His former teammate will hand it off now. Those two going opposite one another. Behind the back dribble from Phillips. Fakes the pass inside. Sends right. Gets it back out. Now rifles it left wing over to Carlique Jones. Jones. Jab step. Takes it underneath the rim. Now circles out to the near wing right. He's defended by Bolden there. He's going to pull up. Quick release. Misses the shot short on the 19-footer. Rebounded by Thanasis. With 6 minutes to play here in the fourth. Bucks go the other way. Wigginson raises two fingers into the air as he calls the play, working across that traditional Bucks logo at midcourt. Bounce pass off to Bolden. Bolden on the give to Jackson. Jackson on the right wing. Comes to a stop. Sends a dart down low. Thanasis lays it in up close. And don't look now, but Thanasis is now 6 of 7 from the floor with 14 points in this game. He's had some high percentage looks in this one up close, whether he's dunking or laying it in up close. Terry sends down low. Underneath it goes on the up and under with a lay-in and a foul from Lewis. So, mentioned Justin Lewis, used to playing on this court. Former Marquette Golden Eagle lays that one in. He'll have a chance at the three-point play. Thanasis is called for the foul. That ended about a 3-minute and 40-second scoring drought for Chicago, who trails 92-86 now with 5:25 to go here in this final frame of regulation. Lewis cannot hit the free throw, however, as he misses it strong. Bucks go the other way. Thanasis playing the point now as he moves it into the front court, calling the play in. Hands the ball off to Jackson. Jackson, top of the arc. Now on the give to Beauchamp. Beauchamp lets one fly. Long three misses way too strong. Rebound pried free from Thanasis by Chicago. Heidegger's out there now. They go into the front court. Max Heidegger got the ball in his hands on the right wing around the screen from Sanogo. Passes it off near wing right. Lewis took it in. Now passes out to Heidegger. Misses the three-pointer. Was partially blocked from straight on. I think I'm not sure who got a hand on that one for Milwaukee. Thanasis goes with a couple long strides down the lane. He got fouled.
Wigginton got up there and contested the shot and blocked it.
That's what I thought, yeah. But it was hard for me to believe my intuition on that one because it didn't. Not often you call Lindell Wigginton shot blocking. All right, we got a timeout. 4:45 to play in the fourth. Bucks hoping there are no comebacks in store for the Bulls. 92-86 when we come back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey guys, Luke Bryan here for Jockey. Did you know that Jockey makes my favorite t-shirts? I wear Jockey walking my dogs, working out, fishing with my boys, and even when I'm on stage. And I know that it'll look good as new after throwing my Jockey tee in the wash. So give Jockey a try for yourself. Remember, there's only one Jockey.
Luke's right. There's only one Jockey. Jockey, the T-shirt authority. Take an additional 25% off any purchase at checkout with code word BUCKS. Only on Jockey.com. Exclusions apply.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for...